good day, greatness. Have you given up on your dreams in life? Have you given up on the vision that you have? Have you given up on fulfilling your purpose in life? Have you settled? That's what I want us to look at today. Have you given up on your dreams? Have you just throw in the towel and says, I can't do this anymore? And you made that agreement to yourself and you check in and you just live in life day by day, checking in, checking out, checking in. You know, a couple years ago, I settled. I settled on my dreams. I settled on my vision because I didn't see it coming to pass as quickly like I expected it to come to pass. And my wife, she knew that I settled. And she said, you have settled. And today, there are people all around the world, and I'm talking to you today, that you might have settled on your dreams and your visions in life. And I want to encourage you today. I was encouraging some people today. You saw that vision of you getting to the top of that mountain. You saw that dream of you exploring new horizons. You saw your dream of you becoming all what you were designed to be. And you might have gotten there halfway. And you decided, you know what? I didn't reach the finish line. I didn't cross the finish line. I didn't get to the top of the mountain. And it's okay. And you have settled. Someone might say, well, you know, what is settle? What is settlement or what is a settle? You know what? When you make a transaction and you go online, right? And you look at your money, you can see that the transaction is pending. And when you come back, that transaction has been approved or it has been settled. You know, when you go to the bank to get a loan, to get a house, to get a car, get funds to go to college or what have you, you know, the loan is going through the process of being approved. But when that loan has been settled, it is being approved. There can be a dispute going on with you and a neighbor or somebody concerning property, and it might go on for years and years and generations. But one day, there is peace and there is an agreement, and all of that disagreement, it is settled. Meaning that it is finished, it is done, we don't have to visit this no more. I have a question for you, and I've said it up front. Here's the coaching question. And there's some of you out there, you might have not settled. You are continuing to plow that ground, plant that seed. You are continuing to tap into your potential and become all what you were designed to be. But here's the coaching question for you today, and to myself, and to me. Have you settled? Have you settled? Have you settled concerning your purpose in life? Have you settled concerning fulfilling your dreams, your vision? Have you settled in your marriage? Have you settled with your family? Have you settled when it pertains to your health? You say, you know what? I have this sickness. I have this disease. It is what it is. What'll be, will be. Have you settled where you are financially? And I'm talking to myself also. Have you settled pertaining to your career? You know, when I got married, people told me, say, you know what? You wouldn't be able to run no more as much as you used to run. You got to give it up now because you're married. You're a family man. And I brought into that life for a period of time and I settled and I stopped running. And there's all right for you to stop for a season because you have to adjust. And you have to focus on your family. But you know what I did? I started running again, running often again. And the more I run, the more inspiring, the more motivation I get. In fact, when I run in the mornings, I get a lot of my content and I bring it on social media and I bring it on this podcast. And I had settled that, you know what, I'm married and this is what it is. And I brought into that lie, thinking that I cannot continue to run. Being married. But I realized in life, whatever you do in life, don't let it consume you too much to the point that you neglect your family. Now, when you're neglecting your family and you're doing something, then you got to pull that off or you got to take a break and assess everything. But what is that thing out there that you love? What is that thing out there that you know that you was put on this earth to do? What is that thing that, what is that passion? What is that thing that brings you joy? What is that thing that brings you that fulfillment that there is not even a price tag on it? Have you settled and decide not to do that because of various reasons or circumstances around you? Here's another coaching question. If you have settled, what can you do to unsettle? Let's pause there for a second. If you have settled, what can you do today to unsettle? To fulfill your purpose, your dream, your visions in life. You know, Cliff Ravenscraft, he has a quote, and you can look him up on social media. He said, all beliefs have consequences. All beliefs, whether it's a right belief, a wrong belief, a long belief, a short belief. He said, all beliefs have consequences. Meaning that if I believe and I've come to the agreement to settle, not fulfilling my dreams, my vision, my objectives in life. If I come to that agreement that I cannot be a better father, I cannot be a better husband. If I come to that agreement that my health cannot get better, if I come to the agreement that my finances cannot get better, if I come to agreement that I cannot change careers, if I come to the agreement that I cannot own my own business, if I come to the agreement that I have to wait for somebody to for the rest of my life, whatever agreement I come to, there are consequences with that. I encourage you today. Those dreams that you had as a young boy or girl, that vision that you have, that purpose that you were designed for, I want you to dust, get a rag and you dust all of that cobwebs and all of that dust off those dreams today. And I want to encourage you today. Don't you never give up on your dreams. Sometimes in life it gets hot. Welcome to the real world. Sometimes life can be tough. Sometimes we go through storms in life. Sometimes we go through hard times, financially, emotionally, spiritually, in our marriage, in our career, in our business, in our homes, in our health. But whatever we go through, now, tomorrow, and the future, don't you ever give up on your dreams. Have you settled? Pertaining to your life, your dreams, your career, your vision, your marriage, your health, your relationship with your kids. And if you have settled, what can you do today to unsettle, to get inspired, motivated, to fulfill your dreams and your destiny in life? This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones. I'm jumping up saying this, giving you some motivation and some inspiration to help you reach your destiny in life, and not just help you reach your destiny in life, help you make a shift today in your mindset, in your attitude towards reaching your dreams. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. In the words of Cliff Ravenscraft, all beliefs have consequences. Make a decision today that whatever it takes and whatever I have to become to fulfill my dreams, my vision, my purpose, my destiny, and whatever it takes for me to tap into my potential and become all what I was designed to be, I make an agreement today that I will do whatever it takes. Never give up on your dreams. Keep your head up high. Keep shooting for the stars. You saw yourself walking to and climbing the top of the mountain. You saw yourself coming through and passing that finish line and getting your gold medal. Keep that vision in front of you. Keep that target in front of you. And don't you ever give up on your dreams.